presenting Lloyd Nolan and Claire Trevor in another adventure of Results Incorporated. Old Man 1944 staggering feebly to a well-earned rest in the happy hunting grounds of past-on years, Johnny Strange, president of Results Incorporated, is busy in the modest office of the company trying to draw up an accounting of the year's activities. We find Johnny desperately struggling with the one job in his varied and exciting career which he has never been able to master.
Mrs. Smithington's pearl necklace recovered 25% of the it's on typewriter. I never could spell.
Why, Johnny Strange, stop that this minute.
Well, Terry, my sometime secretary, what's wrong? What are you talking about?
Well, imagine a grown man beating up on a poor, defenseless typewriter. You ought to be ashamed.
Now, how about you? Weren't you supposed to be here by 10 o'clock this morning?
Let me remind you, I don't like working on Sundays.
Yeah, I second the motion, sugar. But the sooner we get this report finished, the sooner we start celebrating New Year.
Oh, good. Where are we going tonight?
Well...
Let's have a lot of fun and excitement and make noise.
No, baby. My plans are different.
Oh, what are they?
Nice, quiet, homey evening. That's for us.
You mean a safe and sane New Year's?
Mm-hmm. Just you and I. A little secluded restaurant, a gypsy violin in the background, and then the bells ringing out the old year.
What have you been reading?
Oh, now, baby, we've been having so much running around, excitement, and noise during the year. This will be different, you know?
It certainly will. Different than you planned.
No, don't get excited.
If you think for one moment...
Terry, wait a minute, will you?
A nice, quiet New Year. Sipping tea.
Well, we don't...
Listening to a soft violin. Oh, not for me.
Listen to reason, will you?
All year long, I slave in this office, and now that...
Yeah, well...
Oh, Johnny, look in the doorway.
What? Oh, a visitor. Yeah. Are you looking for something, mister?
I'm looking for the Office of Results Incorporated.
Oh, this is it, and this is Johnny Strange, its president.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but we're not open for business today.
Oh, I see. Perhaps I'd better come back later.
Mm-hmm. No, come in. Don't let Johnny frighten you. He's really a soft, gentle soul at heart.
Oh, now, Terry, will you?
Well, I'm a bit worried and confused.
I see. Could we help?
Well, I do need help badly. I'm glad she hasn't followed me here.
She? Who, your wife?
Oh, no. I meant Queen Shishak.
Queen Shishak? Oh, now, look here.
Quiet, Johnny. Huh? About this queen, Mr.,
Lanscombe's my name.
Lanscombe.
Woodford Lanscombe.
Are you talking about a real queen, Mr. Lanscombe?
Oh, yes. That's why I've come here. I want someone to sit up with her.
Sit up with a queen?
Yes.
Well, that's different. Where is she?
Oh, I'm afraid you don't understand.
Oh, sure, I get it. You want Queenie to visit all the bright spots and have a big New Year's.
Oh, no, that isn't it at all.
Uh-huh.
You see, Mr. Strange, Queen Shishak is dead.
Dead?
Oh, she's been dead for more than 3,000 years.
Holy mackerel.
But, Mr. Lanscombe, you said something about sitting up with her.
Oh, I guess I forgot to explain. You see, Queen Shishak is a mummy.
Oh.
Oh, and you want us to sit up with her, sociable-like, huh?
That's the idea.
Uh-huh. Well, Mr. Lanscombe, why don't you just come back on April Fool's Day, huh? We won't be so busy.
Johnny, quiet. Sit down, Mr. Lanscombe, and tell us all about it.
Oh, for the Lord.
Oh, thank you. I am a bit tired. It's quite a long walk from the museum.
Do you work there?
Oh, I've been night watchman at the museum for 24 years now.
Oh, and I suppose that's where the queen hangs out, hmm?
Oh, she just arrived today, and that's the trouble. Ever since the new mummies started arriving several weeks ago, I've been falling asleep on my job.
And you think the new mummies have something to do with it?
Oh, yes. They put me to sleep so I won't worry about them when they leave the museum at night.
What? Are you trying to tell us that these mummies just get up and do the town?
Oh, they must. Several mornings when I woke up, I found the mummies with the lids of the sarcophagi open.
The sarcophagi? What?
The sarcophagus, Johnny.
Yes.
That's the casket they put the mummies in.
Well, maybe so, Sugar, but I've had enough lessons for today. 3,000-year-old mummies strolling down Broadway singing a trolley song in Egyptian anytime I'm...
I was afraid you wouldn't help me. Well, I'm sorry I've bothered you. I'll just go along.
No, don't go, Mr. Lanscombe. What is it you want Results Incorporated to do?
Well, I'd pay you for your service.
Of course, we understand.
I just thought that if you could stay at the museum with me tonight...
You mean to watch Queen Shishak so she won't run away?
Oh, no. She'll come back like all the others did.
No, Terry, he wants us for a pinochle game.
I'm afraid that when the Queen puts me to sleep tonight, I might not wake in time in the morning, and Mr. Adams would find me sleeping.
Well, who's this Adams guy?
Oh, he's the day attendant and a very nice gentleman.
But still, you might lose your job asleep like that.
Oh, yes. And my job means so much to me. You see, in one more year, I'll get a pension.
Well, this is by far the screwiest setup that ever walked into this office.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. I had hoped you'd understand.
Oh, don't you worry, Mr. Lanscombe. We're going to help you.
Oh, now, Terry, don't start making
promises. Johnny and I will be at the museum tonight to pay our respects to Queen Shishak.
Do you realize what you're saying? This is the 31st of December, remember?
And weren't you the one who wanted a quiet, homey New Year's Eve?
Of course, but this isn't...
And what could be quieter than an evening with a respectable mummy, 3,000 years old? Oh, Johnny, I think this museum is beautiful, but checking up on that nice old man like this, well, it's a dirty trick.
Look, in our business, we can't afford to trust anybody.
Well, what are we going to do? Just walk around the place?
With that hat you've got on, you better keep on walking or somebody will put you in one of those glass cases.
Mr. Strange, another hat insult out of you, and I'll resign.
Oh, now, Sugar, you couldn't ever do that. Why, what would the company do for results?
Well, and you better be good.
All right. That'll be one of my first New Year's resolutions. Be good to my dear secretary, Teresa Travis.
You know, sometimes you're cute, you old sourpuss.
Hey, Terry, hold on. See that fellow there?
Mm-hmm.
He looks sort of important. Let's talk to him.
All right.
Oh, hello. You in charge of this museum?
Well, not exactly. I'm Mr. Adams, the day attendant.
Oh, Adams. I'm Johnny Strange, and this is Miss Teresa Travis.
How do you do?
Say, does a man named Lanscombe work here?
Yes. He's the night watchman. Mm-hmm.
You see, Johnny, just like I told you.
Is anything the matter?
Well, this old fellow wants to hire us for a job.
What sort of a job?
he said something about the mummies in the museum, putting them to sleep and then walking around. It was all pretty zany. You know?
Lanscombe told you that?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't take him too seriously. He's pretty old, you know.
Yeah, I figured that. Well, it's just like I told you, Terry. Come on, let's forget about the whole thing.
Oh, no, we won't, Johnny. That old man is in trouble. I just know he is.
Really? Well, it's none of my business. But I'm afraid that Lanscombe is just a little mentally unbalanced.
Why, sure, Terry. Mummies only walk around in horror pictures.
Well, there must be something behind what he told us. He was such a nice old man.
Right, so he was nice, so what?
And so I think we ought to help him out, even if it's just to humor him.
All right, we'll see about it. But first, let's get back to the office and finish that report, huh?
Oh, come on. You and your report.
And goodbye, Mr. Adams. Thanks for the information.
Yes. Goodbye. Eddie.
What's your matter?
You see that couple heading for the door?
The guy and the blonde?
Yes, I want you to follow them.
Sure, but what's up?
But it seems Lanscombe did some talking. Those two have got some ideas about helping him.
Say, that doesn't sound so good, Chief.
Go to work on them, Eddie. Maybe you can sort of change their ideas.
I don't care what that Mr. Adams said. I'm sure Lanscombe was telling us the truth.
Your intuition again.
Mm. My intuition is always right.
Well, maybe so, but it gets us into nothing but trouble. As far as I'm concerned, that guy Lanscombe is mummy happy.
I suppose you're telling me you're not going back to the museum tonight.
Not a chance, baby.
Oh, dear.
Lanscombe will have to entertain Queen Shishak all by himself.
You're just plain stubborn.
And you're just plain sentimental. For God's sake, any guy with a gray beard and a sad story starts those big, beautiful eyes of yours to weeping
well,
all
Mr.
over the
Well, Mr. Tough
place.
Guy, if that's the way you feel about it, big, beautiful eyes is going to the museum by herself.
Oh, no. No, you don't. Remember, you're just the vice president of this outfit. I still give the orders.
Maybe you do. Every day but Sunday.
Now, Terry, we're not going to sit out New Year's Eve in an overstuffed mausoleum. That's the silliest idea I ever had.
Johnny, look out for that car.
Hey, what's he trying to do?
Johnny, watch out. He's crowding you.
Hey, what's the idea? Move over, will you? Hey.
Oh, he threw something through our window. Oh, Johnny, watch out.
Hey.
Oh, Johnny, are you all right?
Yeah, I stopped in time. It was close.
Yes. Wonder why he pushed us into the curb.
I don't know, but someday I'll find out. And hey, that thing he threw at us.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Here it is, Johnny.
Yeah, that's nothing but a piece of iron.
Look, here's a note attached to it.
Note? What does it say?
Hold your seat, Johnny. This is right to the point. Keep away from the museum unless you want a little tomb for yourself.
Wow. Sort of a quaint little New Year's card, isn't it?
Yes. Do you think it's a gag?
Well, if it is, I'm not laughing. No, sugar, I'm afraid somebody's playing tag and we're it.
Well, I don't get it. What does it mean?
It means that we visit the museum tonight. To ask Queen Shishak a few questions.
Back to Johnny Strange and Terry Travis in just a moment. But first, a message from your government. 10,000 nurses are needed at once by our Army. The need is great, the responsibility is greater. And every nurse now in civilian practice should consider it her immediate obligation to apply to the War Manpower Commission for reclassification to military service. In addition to the knowledge that she's doing her duty, just like the fighting man, the Army nurse has these advantages. Upon acceptance by the Army Nurse Corps, a nurse becomes an officer with the rank of second lieutenant and full opportunity for further promotion. She's also eligible for such veterans' benefits as mustering out pay, loans, and so forth. 10,000 more Army nurses are needed at once. Every nurse who hears this announcement should immediately plan to contact the Surgeon General, U.S. Army, or her local Red Cross chapter for full information as to how she may be reclassified for military service. Do it today. And now back to Results Incorporated, starring Claire Trevor and Lloyd Nolan. As we start the second act, it's later that evening. Johnny and Terry are approaching the museum to keep a rendezvous with the strange Mr. Lanscombe and a 3,000-year-old mummy, Queen Shishak. It's very dark, and the large building looms up like a threatening shadow.
Say, this place is certainly gloomy at night.
Well, if you want to wait a while, I'll order up a bigger moon.
That'd help. Johnny, I wonder what gave Lanscombe the idea of a new mummy's walk around.
Well, in just a few minutes, he'll tell us all about it.
Oh, there's the side entrance.
Yeah. Terry, look at this sign on the door. Visiting hours, 9 to 5.
That's not a bad idea. Coming back when there are other visitors.
Baby, we're here and we're going in.
Oh.
Oh, Lanscombe. Oh, Mr. Lanscombe.
Try again.
Okay. Lanscombe!
He doesn't answer.
Yell loud enough to wake up the dead.
Oh, that's not very funny at a museum.
Well, I'll knock on the door. Hey, the door's swinging in.
He must have left it open for us.
That's nice of him, wasn't it? Come on, let's go in.
Oh, it's awfully dark in there.
And Johnny Strange was smart enough to bring a flashlight. Yeah, that better?
Well, it doesn't throw much light.
Well, come on, stay close to me.
Don't worry, I will.
Well, Mr. Lanscombe. Lanscombe, we're here. He must be busy night watching,
Johnny, I think I'm getting scared.
Yeah, there's nothing to worry about.
All those big big shadowy things.
Well, they're just the exhibits, that's all. You know, mummies and stuff.
I can't understand why Lanscombe isn't here. Johnny.
What's the matter?
Oh, it's just a sarcophagus. I bumped into it.
Oh, boy. It's a beauty. Look at all the fancy decorations on it, eh?
There's a sign. Let's see. Queen Shishak, 1500 B.C., from the pyramid of King Cheops.
It's Queen Shishak. Well, that's the baby that Lanscombe was telling us about.
Yeah.
The new mummy, you know?
Just think, Johnny. She's been in that coffin all those years.
Yeah. Well, come on. Let's find Lanscombe.
I'll try calling him,
Go ahead.
Mr. Lanscombe! Mr. Lanscombe!
The nerve of that guy asking us to come out here. Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
They're on the floor. It's Lanscombe.
Oh, Johnny, is he dead?
I'll take a look.
No, he's breathing heavy.
You think the mummies put him to sleep?
Yeah, maybe not. Here, look at this.
Well, it's only a thermos bottle. With coffee.
Yes, but this coffee was sweetened with something besides sugar.
Oh, that must be it, Johnny. He's been drugged.
That's right. I guess the old man wasn't having hallucinations after all.
Can't we do something for him?
Well, I'll carry him outside in the air and then we... Hey. Terry? Didn't you hear something?
I heard a noise, like a door being opened.
Must be another door at the back. Somebody's coming in.
Who could it be?
Now, quick, baby, come on.
What are you going to do?
Here's that sarcophagus. Just a minute. Yeah, the front of it opens up.
Oh, that's Queen Shishak.
Quick, Terry, get in. Go on.
Johnny, inside with her.
There's nothing left to do. You'll be safe in there. Hurry up, they're coming.
Oh, what about you?
Oh, duck out of sight. Now, follow me.
Eddie. The old Queen Shishak herself, fresh from Egypt.
That's a pretty case she's got, Chief. She must have been a big shot.
All right. This time it's better we take the sarcophagus as well.
Oh, boy, the old girl's heavy.
Naturally. This is the big sarcophagus.
Yeah.
Well, let's go.
Okay. We can just put the queen down. She's tired of traveling.
Hey!
What's that?
Mine. Just start walking this way without the mummy.
Why, sure. We're putting it down. Eddie, sneak behind him. It's dark.
Okay.
Come on, get moving.
We're coming. Now, what's the big idea?
Well, we'll all just walk toward the dead. Hey, what?
Give it to him, Eddie.
Just like this.
Nice work, Eddie.
I hit him pretty hard with the gun.
Okay. Keep all the better. Come on, let's take the queen home. We've got business with her. A little slower on the curves, Eddie. You don't want to shake up the queen.
Okay, slower does it.
I was surprised to see that Johnny Strange at the museum. I guess he didn't take our warning very seriously.
Some guys never can keep their nose out of trouble.
I wonder how much he found out before we got there.
What's the difference? He's sleeping sound now, along with the old man.
We'll have to get back there as quick as possible and make some new arrangements.
Sure, but first we see what the queen's got for us.
That should be a profitable pleasure. There's the house.
Sweet little hideout. Should I go around the back?
Yes. Drive right up to the shop. Now, Eddie, open the back doors and shove the mummy case out to me.
Right.
There she comes, Chief.
All right. I've got one end. Now you grab the other end of the mummy case and in the shop. Tremendously heavy. Right here now, on the bench.
Let her down.
Oh, dear. Well, that's a job.
Chief, something's banging inside.
Well, quickly, open it up.
Well, it's about time you opened us up, you lunkhead.
It ain't the mummy.
You. What are you doing here?
I don't know, Mr. Adams, but I'm leaving right now.
Eddie, grab him.
I got it, Chief.
Let go, you grave robber.
Hang on to her while I shove this handkerchief into her mouth.
Oh.
Hey, Hey, this one's a wildcat.
Now, let's tie her to that chair.
Okay, take her easy, Blondie. Take
her. That's it.
Hey.
Oh, that's better.
What was she doing in there with the Queen?
Well, we'll find out later. We'll just park her in the back room so that she won't interfere with our work. All right, Miss Travis. You can just sit and relax. Eddie and I have work to do in the other room.
Hey, will she be all right here, Chief?
Why, surely. She can't get loose until we're ready to untie her.
Come on, Chief. Let's get back to the Queen.
Yes, and one more thing, Miss Travis. Don't be expecting your boyfriend. He has another engagement.
Mr. Strange. Mr. Strange, wake up. Wake up.
Oh, my head. Oh, it's you, Lanscombe.
Yes, I've been shaking you for several minutes.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know. I must have fallen asleep. And when I woke up, you were here on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, the lights went on all of a sudden. Hey, wait a minute. She's gone.
That's what I wanted to tell you. The Queen is gone. I can't find her anywhere.
Yeah, but Terry was in that sarcophagus.
You mean she went out with the Queen?
They didn't go. Somebody carried them out right through the back door.
Oh, Mr. Strange, I'm afraid the mummy spell is working on you, too.
Oh, now look, you can just forget about all that hocus-pocus business. Two guys came in, biffed me on the head, and took the box.
But that's impossible. All the doors are locked.
Well, hasn't anyone else got a key?
No one except Mr. Adams.
Adams. That's who it was. I remember his voice now.
But why would Mr. Adams take the Queen?
Well, I don't know, but he's got Terry, too, and I'm going to find her.
And the Queen also?
Oh, sure, sure. Now, look, where does this Adams guy live?
Oh, he has a place at the end of Grant Road at the top of the hill.
Well, that's for me. And, by the way, Lanscombe.
Yes?
Did Adams leave that thermos of coffee for you?
Oh, yes, he always does. He's a very nice man.
Yeah, one of the best. Well, while I'm gone, be sure you don't drink any more of that coffee.
Do you think I should go with you?
No, you just sit tight here and wait. Maybe a Queen Shishak will be coming home soon. Hey, Terry. Terry. It's Johnny here at the window. I'm coming in. Okay, baby. I'll be right with you. Wait a minute. Those dirty rats. Here, I'll untie your gag. There you are.
Oh, Johnny. Oh, Johnny, you're a welcome sight.
Oh, you poor kid. Now, just hold on a second. I'll take off these ropes.
Yeah.
There. That's better, isn't it?
Oh, much. Oh, Johnny, you're a dog.
Now, wait a minute, baby. Just save that till later.
Johnny, let's get out of here right away.
Oh, sure we will, Terry, but I'd like to find out what this mummy business is all about.
Well, be careful.
I'm just going to slide my ear up against the door.
But what if they come in and find me?
They won't. They're much too busy with the Queen.
Oh, let's call and call the police.
Quiet. I want to hear.
What are they saying?
They're all excited about something.
Oh, Johnny, please.
Shh, quiet. Adams is going back to the museum to take care of me and Lanscombe. He's going to be surprised.
That other one, he's still here.
Well, maybe we can cook up a little surprise for him, too.
Well, what do you mean?
Shh. Yeah. Adams went out. I heard the door close.
Oh, we ought to go out, too, while we've got the chance.
No, I want a few words with that Eddie. He's the one who clunked me.
But, Johnny, the door is bolted from the other side.
Listen, don't you remember what the spider said to the fly? Well, we'll make this mug come to us.
But he's got a gun.
And we've got the brains. Plus this chunky piece of firewood. Would have fit nice on his skull.
All right, what's the program?
You just park that beautiful figure right in that chair again. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now what?
And I'll slip myself behind this door, like this. Now we're all set. Let go with a healthy scream.
But I don't feel very helpful.
Terry, scream. Go on, give out.
Right, if you say so.
Sure.
Help! Help!
I told the chief we'd have trouble. Hey, what goes on in here?
Help!
I'll have to shut you up.
Here, my friend, right in your knock.
Oh, Johnny, a perfect bullseye.
Yeah, I aim for his bald spot.
Oh, he looks nice on the floor.
Come on, baby. into the other room and find out what those would-be cats and jammer kids were up to.
Say, look. Oh. They took off some of the queen's wrappings.
Yeah, and do you see what was inside?
Johnny, look at them. Those jewels.
Yeah. Dozens of them, all uncut beauties.
Well, they were smugglers.
Must have been.
The jewels were inside the queen's wrappings.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, Terry. See, these two were probably part of a ring.
Uh-huh.
That's why the newly arrived mummies moved out of the museum at night.
Wow, what a haul. See, these jewels must be worth thousands of dollars.
Well, they are. Oh. That's why I'll keep them.
Adams.
Lucky for me that I saw your car parked around the bend. I always like to be at home for guests.
Careful, Johnny.
Now, don't worry, Miss Travis. He hasn't much choice to be otherwise.
All right, so you've got a gun, so what?
I'm afraid I'll have to use it.
Johnny, he means it.
It's all right, baby.
You should have stayed in your own backyard. Hey, what's that?
Never turn your head, Adams.
Hit him a good one, Johnny.
Like this, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yes, just like that. That makes two away.
Two away and none to go.
Oh, wait a minute, I'll open the door.
I'll cover you with this gun, just in case. Go ahead.
What? It's Mr. Lanscombe.
Oh, it's you. And there's Mr. Strange.
Come on in, Mr. Lanscombe. Join the party.
Oh, it's late, but I was getting so worried. You see, Queen Shishak, she hasn't come back.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Lanscombe. You know how girls are. Johnny, here it is. Just like you wanted.
What were you saying, Terry?
Oh, honestly, if my company is that boring...
Oh, no, sugar. I was just thinking. Go on, what did you say?
Well, I was just remarking that here's that nice, quiet New Year's Eve you wanted.
Mm.
Complete with a gypsy violin.
Oh, sure. The evening didn't start out so quiet, though.
No, but it was fun. You know, we've had some awfully good times together this past year, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. We're really a pretty happy combination. Results Incorporated, with a good president and a swell vice president.
That's a beautiful thought.
Terry, you know, in 1945, we're really going to go places, do big things.
Like what?
Well, like expanding. I can just see our offices all over the country.
Johnny, you're getting that faraway look in your eyes.
No, I'm serious. And we're going to start out with a new motto. Results Incorporated, results while you wait. It makes it streamlined.
Branch,
you know?
Offices.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You weren't by any chance thinking of a new flock of feminine first vice presidents, all streamlined.
Oh, now, Terry, you know me better than that.
That's just the trouble. I know you.
Now, listen, baby. I'm the luckiest guy in the world to have you. And that goes for this year or any year.
Johnny, how you throw the blarney and how I love it.
Now, Terry, this is it. 1945.
Oh, a new year, a brand new one.
Well, Terry, what are we waiting for? Let's start this year off right.
Sure, Johnny.
The mystery comedy series Results Incorporated has starred Lloyd Nolan as Johnny Strange and Claire Trevor as the irrepressible Teresa Travis. Miss Trevor has appeared through the courtesy of RKO Studios and Mr. Nolan through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. Tonight's script by Saul Stein and Martin Work was based on characters created by Lawrence Edmund Taylor. Music by Russ Crump. We all wish you a happy new year. Bob O'Connor speaking. This is Mutual.